grand jury in the Russia case.
The investigation has accelerated into another gear.
Pressure on Ford over carbon monoxide.
We will continue investigating all reports from our police customers.
Let there be light on the Outer Banks.
We're ready to get back to normal and get back to our jobs.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the special counsel in the Russia investigations now using a Washington grand jury in an apparent effort to get documents and witness testimony. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
An attorney for the president says the White House favors anything that accelerates the conclusion of the investigators' work fairly. At a rally in West Virginia last night, the president mocked the investigation, saying there were no Russians in his campaign.
They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want.
He says the investigation demeans the country and the Constitution.
What the prosecutors should be looking at are Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails.
But Robert Mueller's focused on Russia's involvement in the election and any steps Mr. Trump or his campaign aides may have taken. Former prosecutor Renato Mariotti.
That would mean obstruction of justice, could mean various financial crimes that could be related to that.
The special counsel has hired a staff of at least 14 attorneys. One of his most recent hires is a New York lawyer who specializes in foreign bribery cases. Steve?
Well, President Trump has complained publicly about leaks in his administration. One yesterday revealed what he told the leaders in Mexico and Australia in testy phone calls. Today, as CBS's Steve Dorsey tells us, Attorney General Jeff Sessions will speak about his leak investigation.
Among the specific leaks Sessions is expected to announce the Justice Department is investigating will be those related to the Manchester terror attack. It comes after some media reported details of British intelligence on the attack shared with U.S. counterparts. In May, Sessions said in response to the attack that the Trump administration has already taken steps to address what he calls rampant leaks that undermine our national security.
Reports say federal prosecutors are looking into the real estate firm owned by Jared Kushner's family over its use of a program that grants visas to big money foreign investors. The Kushner companies say nothing improper has been done. The Secret Service is on the move at New York's Trump Tower. CBS's Jim Taylor is here with that.
The Secret Service is moving out of Trump Tower, relegated to a trailer parked on the street. A lease agreement falling apart. For nearly 2 years, the service has been in that building, a lease contract drawn up, ready for signatures, but the Trump Organization balking over a clause, the contents of which not known. Although the president has not visited since his inauguration, the Secret Service is obligated by law to protect his primary residence. Steve?
Well, President Trump and members of Congress are off on vacation before leaving. There was action in the Senate to block the president from making any recess appointments during the break. President Trump took to Twitter this morning to praise Toyota and Mazda. The automakers are teaming up on a new American factory, location to be determined. Jeff Gilbert has more from WWJ Detroit.
The $1.6 billion plant will mean 4,000 direct jobs and many more spinoff jobs. It's going to be a very large facility. It will be able to make 300,000 vehicles a year. They're going to make small cars for Toyota and crossovers for Mazda.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve has learned Ford may be close to issuing a recall for Explorers. Concern over carbon monoxide leaks has forced some police departments to take them off the road.
We instantly saw the danger.
Mechanics in Montgomery County, Maryland are finding cracked manifolds in their Ford Explorers so often.
We believe this is a manufacturer's defect.
That David Dyes, who oversees fleet maintenance for the county, believes the problem could be affecting up to 80% of the fleet. Most are police cruisers. The exhaust manifold collects gases from an engine's cylinders. A crack could release carbon monoxide into the engine bay and through the vents of a vehicle's cabin.
Federal officials stepped up their own investigation last week. North Carolina's Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands are reopening for tourists today. Power is back on a week after a construction crew damaged cables. It forced tens of thousands to change vacation plans and has business people like Rex O'Neill facing financial pain.
Unless we get reimbursed some kind of way through the state or the company that did the damage, that's just a loss we're going to have to deal with. You just have to swallow it and move on.
The high heat will ease out of the triple digits today in Portland, Oregon, but temperatures in the 90s in the Northwest are still unusual. And in Nevada, this woman says the heat has been intense.
I can't remember when we've had this many days at over 100. I can't remember. This has been an extreme summer for sure.
Death Valley, California set a record in July for the hottest month at any single spot in U.S. history. Average temperature 107.39 degrees. Any time behind bars is on hold for a Massachusetts woman who sent text messages encouraging her suicidal boyfriend to kill himself. There will be an appeal. Michelle Carter got 15 months. Venezuela's President Maduro is looking to seat a newly elected assembly today. He'll push for a constitutional rewrite, giving him expanded power. Could the world's fastest man have been even faster? CBS's Charlie Daggett says that's the tantalizing question as 8-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt is set to retire after this weekend's world championships.
At his peak, Usain Lightning Bolt clocked over 27 miles per hour.
He's one of those people, one of those athletes that's just freakishly talented.
U.S. champion sprinter Michael Johnson should know.
He was just probably born with a unique blend of speed and power that most people, even most world-class sprinters, aren't born with.
But Bolt was also born with scoliosis, a curvature of the spine that makes his right leg about half an inch shorter than the left. That should have slowed him down. And Dallas researchers recently discovered Bolt's left foot strikes a track with 13% less force than his right. That uneven gait should have slowed him down. And at 6'5", so should his height. But the triple world record holder seemed unaware of these handicaps.
Is there a part of you even now, looking back at your career, you think, I may have even done that even faster?
Personally, no. When you have the world record, I never really think, oh, I should have run faster.
Charlie Daggett, CBS News, London.
A small town is being bought by big marijuana. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
One of the nation's largest marketers of legalized marijuana is buying its own town that it apparently plans to turn into a pot paradise. American Green Incorporated is buying Nipton, California, a former gold rush town in the desert 60 miles from Las Vegas. The company is looking to turn the 80-acre one-time ghost town into an energy-independent, cannabis-friendly destination. Current owner Roxanne Lang likes to describe Nipton as being conveniently located in the middle of nowhere. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
In tiny McIntyre, Iowa, population 110, they held an election this week and turnout was zero. No one showed up to vote on a measure to change term lengths for mayor and town council. The poll workers couldn't vote. They were from out of town. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.